We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Packaday Podcast.
Welcome everyone to Packaday Podcast, your Saturday episode. I'm filling in Jimmy Christensen here with Monty. Not gonna lie to you, don't remember who does the Saturday ones, but we're filling in, for him. Excited to be on. You guys are going to be stuck with me 2 days in a row. Today, the Saturday one, and tomorrow, the Sunday episode. So if you skip these ones, understood.
But, it's a weekend full of Jimmy this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. My wife hates it. You guys can join her too in that. But I'm pumped, Monty. We've done a few of these together, but it's always fun.
Yeah. It's been a while, though.
It has.
Yeah.
Did we do a live one to fill in for Andy once when he disappeared for a while?
I believe we did. Yeah. I think that was the last time.
I'm sure the comments were just thrilled. Not that many get Andy
back. These rubes.
These guys suck. That was my favorite, going into the comments and being like, wow, they really don't like me. Whatever. But there's not too much. I guess we actually kind of got lucky, because a lot of times in the offseason you do these shows, especially when you're not a draft person like me, and there's not much to talk about. But yeah, we have a little bit of a topic this time.
Yeah, unless it's draft related, this is the true dead zone. Like, first wave of free agency is over. Like, No one else is getting signed because the draft is coming up. So, yeah, unless you're talking about draft stuff, it's nothing.
Yeah. Mid-May is going to be awful, because then the high of the draft is gone.
And it's over. Yep.
Yeah, Packers are going to be quiet. They'll sign like one
long snapper. Try to get their,
yeah, long snapper, try to find the next Devondre Campbell. Like, that's all it's going to be. But there is a little bit of Packer, not even Packer news, but it made Packer discussion.
Packer adjacent.
The Panthers gave their defensive lineman, Derek Brown, a 4-year, up to $96 million extension. 63 of it is guaranteed. And so that got people talking about our beautiful Kenny Clark, who is in his final year of his contract. So obviously the Packers will have the chance to extend him this year, or he's going to hit free agency at the end of this season. So it got fans talking about, should we re-sign him? Will we re-sign him? What type of money is he going to bring in? So looking at his contract, the latest one that he signed was 4 years, $70 million. That was, Monty and I were talking before the show, that was right after the COVID, the cap took a hit, still got his 4 years, $70 million. So obviously with the cap exploding, that's gone up. This latest contract, Kenny Clark could, right now, if you were him, that's, you want more than what Derek Brown just signed for, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing, right? I mean, the next guy to get extended, not that he's necessarily going to reset the market, but that's kind of the baseline for what you're looking for. And it's just, it's a very interesting scenario because he's been one of their most important pieces on defense, especially in terms of like consistency. It's really only been the last, what, 2 or 3 years that he's had what you would call legitimate help even. So for the longest time, he was kind of doing it all on his own and playing a ridiculous amount of snaps and all that. So, I mean, I think he's important to bring back. I certainly hope they do bring him back. It's just going to be really tricky because, I mean, he is 28. We always make the joke, right? He's just turned 22 or whatever, but
yeah,
like he is an actual 28-year-old man. And we know that there's not that many guys on this team left that age. So I feel like the Packers won't want to do like a 4-year deal, or if they do, it's one of those fake 4-year deals, right? Where it's really a 2-year deal and then there's void years, or, you know, he'll never see those last two seasons or whatever it is.
Kind of like they did with the Josh Jacobs ones when they just signed him, where it's super heavy in the beginning, guarantees and cap hits, which makes sense. And looking at the other defensive line, so yeah, this isn't even like a record setting one. It's just with the contract with Derek Brown, just
his level, kind of like a market rate.
Yeah, like exactly.
This is what these good D linemen are worth.
Yeah, because you'll have the top guys. Chris Jones just got his extension. Yeah. Christian Wilkins got that huge deal, 4 year, $110 million from the Raiders. That's not happening in Green Bay.
No.
Even Kenny Clark is a defensive player of the year. That's not happening in Green Bay. Quinnen Williams was a 4 year, $96 million. That I think was before last season, or it was probably about a year ago he signed that extension with the Jets. So,
those are all guys that you are in whatever you want, order you want to put them in, they're going to be in everyone's top five. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's arguments like Kenny Clark's underrated, which he is, but to put, and it's not, I love Kenny, but he's a tier below those guys, in my opinion. I think, and like you've mentioned it too, he's done a lot of his stuff right now without help. Last year was a legitimate year that you could say he had help, which is crazy because it was a second year player and a first year player that were like his help on the defensive line. It's the strongest unit right now. And that's the part in my mind where I think honestly, the play of Devontae Wyatt and Carl Brooks is going to be what determines if they bring back Kenny Clark. Cause if they
do,
and Slayton, if they both take those leaps, we saw it with Wyatt last year. Like he had a really solid sophomore year, especially in the pass rush. Carl Brooks was a big surprise of people were saying when we drafted him, dark horse, everyone's going to have their rumblings on players that they like, but he, for his draft value and coming from Bowling Green, like he did really well. If they take a step up, we saw what they did to Mike Daniels. It was staple on that defensive line. In my opinion, I think they'll give him, like you said, maybe a 2-3 year deal, but they have people there to replace him. If they take the step, it's not like they'll be left high and dry on that defensive line.
Yeah. And I mean, this is all, again, thankfully, it's giving us something to talk about, but it's kind of all much ado about nothing until the draft, right? I mean, if they take a D lineman early, if they take one in the first round, or they use one of their second round picks on a D lineman, that's kind of going to be writing on the wall, right? Because it doesn't mean they don't want him back. It just means these negotiations are probably going to get a little bit more, finite. Like, If they draft a guy early, clearly they're not going to be as lenient with wanting to give a 28-year-old Kenny Clark a longer extension. And even like you said too, this was really only the last season he had the real help. And you know, Carl Brooks, a sixth rounder, has been great for them. But it's difficult because you think of him in terms of what he has done while he's been here, but they're changing coordinators now, right? So there's a lot of excitement around a new defense with Jeff Hafley coming in. So it's more of not only do they want him back, but like, if they, I mean, they really like him, so they want him to be a big piece of this new defense. And we're looking at it with optimism, right? Like, all these guys are going to be reinvigorated by a new scheme. But I mean, you want a, their D line is going to have to be very strong now that they're going to be essentially a 4-3. We know base is just the concept, right? Because they play so much sub package, but the D line got more important now. So I think that that bolsters you wanting him back because you know what he can give you at this point.
Exactly. Especially doing more of the press man, which Hafley has been known to like. You need to get that pressure. That's critical, which is dumb to say actually, because no matter what defense you're running, you need to get pressure. So, but it definitely helps when you got people playing press man. Just thinking about it too, though, Kenny Clark is a hard one. And it's not even just him, all defensive interior linemen. Like, unless your name's Aaron Donald, it's hard sometimes to really value, to understand the value that they bring because their stats don't usually jump off the page. Like, right, his career high is like 6.5 sacks, which is good for interior defensive linemen. But the big thing is like, you're looking for him to take a lot of attention of that offensive line or wanting to get help from the running back, which frees up your Rashawn Gary's, you frees up your Preston Smith, Carl Brooks. Like, in reality, Brooks and Wyatt, if they don't have Kenny Clark there next to them getting that attention, they probably don't have the earth that they had. So you have to also figure in, like, when he leaves, how's that going to impact these guys because they don't have a Pro Bowler next to them that's going to be getting the double team for the help.
He gets doubled so much on the interior, and that's the thing, is he's held up well. I mean, he has had, you know, his in some spurts of injuries, but nothing serious. But he takes on so many double teams, and he's just, you know, he plays so many snaps, so he's given them, I mean, he's given them everything. And the only thing I could say is, he's always one of the strongest like parts of the defense. He's a much better pass rush defensive tackle than he is against the run, I would say. But again, like you said, I mean, that's the league right now. You can't be terrible against the run, but you better be good rushing the quarterback. And he always has been.
Yeah. And since he's been in the league, and like you said, he's had minor injuries, but he's only, the least amount of games he's played in a season is 13. So like, he's missed a few, but that's, and since his rookie year, he didn't play that many, 30% of the snaps, but on the defensive side, it's been, his career has been always over 70. His lowest was his second season with 70% of the defensive snaps. So
yeah, he's one of their players where he might not finish a game, but he almost always comes back that next week. Like if he leaves the game in the second quarter or whatever, and doesn't return, he's back that next week. He's not missing 3 or 4 games in a row.
Yeah. So going to it right now, and this will be a shorter episode because, again, not much to talk about. But thinking of this, you're Brian Gutekunst. Do you bring Kenny Clark back?
If I am Goody, yes, because I would do it. I would bring him back.
Yeah.
I just think he – it's, I guess it's him and his agent, right? I mean, he gets another, if you come back on this 2-year deal, he gets another chance to be a free agent when he's 30, which is probably will be his last NFL contract, right? And then if it didn't work out these last 2 years, they didn't win the Super Bowl or whatever, and he finally decides change of scenery at the end of my career, then that benefits all parties at that point. I don't see him wanting to necessarily be like one of the top paid defensive tackles, but like, that's when it gets tricky, because if he does want to jump into that top 5 pay scale, I think that becomes like when it gets tricky. But I think they find a way to do it. It sounds like they've been talking and they both want to get it done. Doesn't sound like one of those, I've been here 8 years, if you're not respecting me, like, let me like go pursue my other options. It's been really quiet, which means I think no news is good news when it comes to that.
And that's exactly how it was to his last contract. Like, that's how he was then too, with the extension. It was always very little information. And then one day the word was out that he signed his deal.
I remember I was on vacation when it happened. I woke up, checked my phone, like, oh, they re-signed Kenny Clark. I was like, perfect. They got that done.
Yeah. Same here. Actually, I was on the driving back from Tennessee and I got the alert on the phone.
Yeah.
which is, I'm with you. Right now I think they do it. Yes, he's an old 28 with just NFL miles on him, but he's been a big part of that defense, and switching coordinators too. The last thing you want to do then is to take away. Well, he's a top three player on this defense. You have Rashawn, you have Jair, and then you have Kenny Clark right in that mix. That's not what you can do right now, especially with the young team that has a Super Bowl window open. But again, then you throw in the mix of what Jordan Love's contract is going to look like, because he's in for an extension. And I think Schneiman tweeted out yesterday it was a month until he could sign a new one. So
yeah, it can't be done until May 4th. And that's a good side question, because I asked this to Camille and Dan on our show for Friday or yesterday, now that you're listening to this on Saturday. Do you think it gets done, like, because it get done on May 4th? Like, do you think it gets done before May is over for Jordan Love, or do you think they wait a little bit?
I think that thing's been done. I think they're just waiting on I think it's done. I think they're just waiting on the day.
Okay.
I think it's like you wake up at whenever you get up, and it's just you have the alert that says Jordan Love signed his extension. Like, I think it's something that's top priority. They've been working on it, because they can negotiate now. It's just you can't officially sign to that day.
Right.
So it's not like they won't get any like weird tampering BS that people like to throw out. But I don't know, man. I think it's something that I think it might not be done right now, but I think it's signed, sealed, delivered by the morning.
Baseball season is officially back, and what a heck of a start for those Milwaukee Brewers. But just as we get set to wrap up an epic NCAA tournament, baseball is back, and it's better than ever when pairing it with America's number one fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. I know what some of you are thinking. All of these fantasy sports apps are complicated and hard to understand. That is simply not the case with Prize Picks. Prize Picks is super simple to play. I've literally gone in, found entries that I wanted to select, made my picks, and finished the entire process in under 60 seconds. Also, withdrawals are easy, payouts are easy, and they have an enormous selection of players and stat types to choose from that make the selection process super easy. All right, here's a true story. I did a fantasy baseball draft with my friends this year. Half of my team is already hurt, and I've already used up all of my transactions for the week. It is an absolute nightmare. Normally, I'd be ticked off, but I didn't even bat an eye this year. I didn't care at all, because I opened up my Prize Picks app, made all new selections with players that weren't hurt. And if I'm being totally honest, it's a lot more fun this way anyway. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Bobby Witt Jr., Luis Robert, and Julio Rodriguez, three of my absolute favorite baseball players. But enough about me. It's time for you to get in on the fun with Prize Picks. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app, using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't necessarily think it's going to be done like immediately when it's able to, but I think it's done well before like camp. Like, I don't even think we hit end of June before it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing is, like, you had a deal with just nonsense and drama around a quarterback for so long that like in my brain it's like, hey, let's just continue this offseason of like 2 years in a row of just not too much drama and just have it done on the day. But who knows, man. They're gonna have some, I don't know, this team, I've said this multiple times, but Rodgers respected all he did, blah blah blah, all those flowers you have to give people so his fans don't get mad, but it's like the vibe around this team is so much different and it's just fun now too. And now what moves are going to make, it's just, I don't know. There's like a new revigoration into this thing. So I'm excited to see what stuff they do, but I do hope they bring Kenny back, because I want them to sign Kenny and he shows up to training camp in the new Trump Force Ones on his feet, ready to go, ready to rock.
he'll have a new extension. His pockets will be full of cash. He could rock some gold shoes.
I want Nelly to make a song for it too. Comes out playing with it.
He's got to wear like a size like 16. You think they make him in the size that big?
You don't think Trump wears 16s, man?
he's got to fit lips in there, so maybe.
Good point. All I know is he's going to come to camp in that. Bosa's going to get Trump cleats, and he's going to have those bad boys on.
There we go.
Trump Force One cleats.
You know what, though? You made a good point that I didn't think about, which is if they did want to do this like as a two-year deal, they could, basically front-loaded guarantee all the money if they wanted, because the only other contract that you're worried about is literally Jordan Love's. And like we just said, they've probably already worked 90% of those numbers out. Everyone else on your team is cheap for 3 years.
Yep.
At minimum. So.
And that's with the quarterback extensions too. Like we saw with Josh Allen, to where now they signed his extension, the Bills, a couple seasons ago, but now that hit's starting to finally happen. So usually with those big ones too, which, you know, like they backload them because then they'll restructure it, give it more time, blah, blah, blah. So, and I think that's part of the reason they've been working on that one, because at the end of the day, when it comes to getting an extension for Jordan Love or Kenny Clark, like priorities Love. So you got to figure that out too before you can start
to the other ones. And his contract is going to be one of those things, right? Where when it comes to Jordan Love, like, is he going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league? Probably not. But, and then you got to look at, okay, so you kind of got to throw out the Mahomes contract, because that's an outlier, because he signed like a 10-year deal and they restructure it like every 3 years or whatever. I highly doubt the Packers go that route. So then you start looking at, okay, so maybe around like what Lamar is making, which is like 52, I think.
See, for me, I don't even know. I think the Packers get away with not. I guess it will. Yeah, I would have to hit 50.
It's going to be 50. My stance has been all along, 50 is the floor. Like, it's going to be 50. Because then
I think of Lamar, just two MVPs, and Jordan Love. Again, he's shown a lot, and I think he's our franchise guy, but I still want that little wiggle room of like, hey, let's do a little bit more before we start getting MVP money.
Because you say what a lot of other people do, which is he looked really, really good, but it's only been one season, and really only like the last 10 or so games were great, which is true. But if I'm Jordan Love and I'm his agent, and they bring that up, I say, well, that's not our fault. Like, we waited. Like, we waited until you let us play. And then when we did, we were good. So if you wanted more time, that's not on us. Like, it's not Jordan Love and his agent's fault that they only got to see it for one season.
And that deal too, for him to not get his fifth year picked up, and then they do that kind of extension off that 1 year thing that was based on play, it could be a little bit more than his guarantee. If he picked up his fifth year, I think that was on his end, like, shows he's willing to work with the team to.
Yeah. And I think them being fine with that and taking that was their version of what you're saying that the Packers want now, which is like, we don't necessarily want to give you 52 mil, but we also don't have time for you to show anything else. So he took that little, don't give me my option, but I'll do this kind of like mid-range mini extension. And now it's time to like pay up.
No, I agree. The two things too, I think, that really screwed the quarterback market was one, Deshaun Watson's crazy deal, yeah, which is working out beautifully on our end for the Browns. And then you go to Daniel Jones, his deal from the Giants, because now it's like homeboy's making 40 something.
That was the name everyone was associating with Jordan Love early, because it was like, is he going to get the Daniel Jones deal? He already has shown you that he's way better than what Daniel Jones was when he got that deal. So I don't think like now that 40 is a foregone conclusion, like, which means that's why I'm just saying 50 is probably the floor with what we just talked about. The cap's going to explode again next year. Like, it's going to be one of those deals where everyone will get sticker shock and people that like to troll will say overpay, blah, blah, blah. But then in like 3 years, you're going to look at it and say that was a bargain when they signed it. Like, you're going to have quarterbacks making 60 and not too long. That's not even an exaggeration.
That's true. And then the new TV deals, you're going to get more of like the Peacocks getting games. So that's going to get in there. The salary cap's going to keep booming. Everything. Yeah. Deals always seem a lot on the first day. And then a couple years down, when it's the percentage it takes up of the cap, it always looks much better. But I'm not a cap guru, but I have faith in Goody. He'll figure it out. Somehow we'll get some MVPs on this team.
Like, I have the opinion that there aren't many people in the entirety of the league. We're talking like coaches and front office, like this isn't players, but that are better at doing what they're doing their specific duty than Russ Ball.
1,000%.
Like, whatever you want to put his job title as, like salary cap, like whatever. Out of 32 teams, I would easily say he's easily the best one, like of doing that specific role.
Yeah.
So I never am doubting or worried that they're going to run out of money or not know how, like, where to allocate it, because he's insanely good at it.
He's cooking the books, man.
In a good way. He is.
So then where do you, my last question, then we can wrap it up. But I think with just the Packers have been beautifully run under like Mark Murphy going into his last year. He's been a great CEO of the team, but then looking at Goody too at GM, like in my opinion, you obviously have a lot of people depending on their feelings and some of the stuff with Rodgers that either love him or hate him. I personally put Goody as like maybe right around like 5 or 6 best GM in the league. Like, I think he's a really good general manager.
Yeah. Ask yourself this, is he right more often than he's wrong? I say easily yes, even when it's contentious, like when it comes to letting a player go a year early and all that stuff. He's normally been proven right doing that.
Yep.
And then his last two drafts have been absolutely dynamite. Like, now again, like, people could have sophomore slumps, like we saw that with Eric Stokes before he got hurt. But like 23, knockout of the park draft. 22, pretty much a knockout of the park draft. And now he's got all these picks this year, which I said last year I'd be shocked if he picked 11 guys, and then he did, but I definitely don't think he's going to do it this year. Like,
I don't think so either.
They have too many contributors that they took last year with those 11 players. So I mean, I've got full confidence in, like, I don't get so much into like, they didn't take my guy. Like, everyone has a draft crush, right? Like, that's different than being questioning the pick when they make it, 'cause it wasn't the guy that you wanted. But yeah, I've got full confidence that he has a clear vision for what he wants to do with this roster. And like, the last two drafts have been a huge step toward doing it.
Yeah. And people always point out, like, obviously his Jordan Love draft, outside of Jordan Love and AJ Dillon, is a success in my mind too. You got a few good seasons out of him. For a second round pick, whatever, I'm not going to get into all that. But when it went to the last couple drafts, where it literally is Goody building a team now, because we saw the writing on the wall with Rodgers, when it went to full Goody team building mode for the few, like, knocked it out of the park. Once he stopped bouncing that act of like, is our window open with Rodgers? Do we move on? And could solely focus on, this is what we have going forward. Killed it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm a Goody. How people are crazy about Rodgers. I'll die for Goody. I'm going to start making fake burner accounts, attack people's families on Twitter, just go full crazy for it. But that'll be, this is too long of an episode for a Saturday. That's probably going to be, if you're in Wisconsin, going to be a nice weather day. So get out and enjoy that. But
Played us on the lake.
Oh yeah. That won't kill any vibes. That just boost those bad boys up. But they got 2 days of you in a row too, right? Today, recording Friday and Saturday. Look at that. Back to back to back. All right. Well, anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Ferd Turgeson, FERD_TURGESON. And then, like Jimmy just said, I'm on Fridays on Pack a Day with Camille Davis and Dan Kotnick.
Beautiful. Follow me on Twitter, Jimmy_C08. I'm on the Sunday episodes. This will be the last one for a few weeks. I don't do the draft stuff. I'm not interested in any of that. Don't care. I'll be happy whenever we get the players. So I won't really be on Pack a Day for a few weeks. You get a break from that. But once that's done, Game on Wisconsin, all that nonsense no one really cares about will be going up. So follow all of that. But thanks for listening. Appreciate it. And as always, go Pack Go.
Opeco.